Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barnes.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And this is a big issue. MSG under fire from New York Attorney General Letitia James because of their use of facial recognition technology. Reportedly, it prevents lawyers from accessing its venue. And we're going to discuss this and what's going on. But first of all, James Dolan, and he talked about the facial recognition issues that's going on and Letitia James.
The real issue that's going on here is our policy of not letting attorneys, right, and who are suing us into our building until they're done, right, suing us. When they're done, they're very much welcome back. But look at it this way, right? If you owned a bakery or a restaurant, right, and you know, someone comes in and buys bread from you, and then the next day they serve you with a lawsuit because they hated your bread, right? They said something happened to them with it, et cetera. Then the next day they show up at your bakery again and they say, I'd like to buy some more bread, right? Would you sell them the bread?
And with more on this, let's talk now with Bloomberg's Andrea Vittorio. First of all, Andrea, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you for having me.
Well, obviously, James Dolan, he's one of the most prominent sports owners on the planet, especially in New York. This has become a big, sticky problem. Can you take us through what exactly is going on?
Sure. This issue first got attention around the holidays. There was a woman who was chaperoning her daughter's Girl Scout troop to go see the Rockettes at Radio City, and security wouldn't let the mother in because of the law firm that she worked for. And so it sort of multiplied from there, where other lawyers were telling the media that they too were denied entry to Madison Square Garden's venues because of their law firm's involvement in cases against the company that operates their venues.
And MSG and James Dolan, how much of this are they saying that they are doing versus this is one aggrieved person's account?
MSG has stood behind its policy. They say that they've told the lawyers in letters that their law firms are excluded from coming to events until their ongoing lawsuits end. So they have made the policy clear to people who are affected by it, but they also have then come back and said, you know, now that MSG has gotten scrutiny for this policy, they've said, you know, it doesn't apply to lawyers who are suing over certain issues, and it's not intended to discourage lawyers from suing us in the first place. But, you know, James Dolan has said that the suits themselves create this confrontational atmosphere, and so that's why he has decided to ban the lawyers from entrance.
So, Andrea, I mean, this is nothing new, right? I mean, James Dolan has banned, you know, media outlets like the New York Daily News in the past. I think Charles Oakley, Ethan Hawke, Michael Rappaport, Spike Lee, I mean, all come to mind as people who are, you know, have at certain stages been sort of singled out by New York Knicks ownership. So, I mean, my question for you is, you know, what does Letitia James hope to get by this? Like, what is she really accusing James Dolan of doing? I mean, doesn't he own the team? I mean, isn't it his prerogative to do this?
Right. It is a private business. So there's that question of, like, do they have to let anyone in, or are they allowed to exclude certain people based on their prerogative? But I think the method here of using facial recognition technology to identify people who are on this exclusion list, I think that's what the Attorney General is really interested in, and that's what civil rights advocates are also concerned about, because the technology itself raises its own questions about fairness and accuracy and the potential for bias in just trying to be correct in who you're identifying. So that sort of adds a new wrinkle to this issue.
And I should clarify something, by the way, too, in case people don't know. MSG Entertainment, they own Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall. So those
are the
venue
in Chicago, too, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good that James Dolan is using facial recognition technology to protect us as, you know, viewers of his events from evil lawyers out there who are going to, you know, string us up. And no, I'm just kidding. I mean, I could see the seriousness of it. I mean, you know, I mean, Andrea, so I mean, what comes next? I mean, is there like a suit that's, you know, in the works? I mean, is this just a threat? Is James Dolan in danger in any way, shape or form?
Some of the lawyers who have been excluded from these venues are suing Madison Square Garden in New York, and they argue that it's violating their rights. And there's this one specific New York law having to do with like theater critics not being banned from theaters because of what they write. So there's an interesting issue that's still unfolding around, like, can a lawyer fight this ban, and can they like regain their right to gain entry to these events? And so that's going to be playing out in court.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
I think we should mention as well that in that same interview with Fox 5, James Dolan also threatened to halt alcohol sales at upcoming New York Rangers games because he says that the New York State Liquor Authority is targeting him over using that facial recognition technology. Specifically, he said they're being extremely aggressive and they're saying we're going to take away your liquor license. So his response is, we're going to pick a night, maybe a Rangers game, and we're going to shut down all the liquor and alcohol in the building. This isn't going to bother me because I've been sober 29 years. I don't need the liquor, and we don't make all our money on alcohol. I guess the question here is this only on for targeting lawyers? Is James Dolan, Madison Square Garden, MSG, the company, entertainment, looking to single out anyone else?
The company has said in statement that it is regularly looking for security threats at its venues, and you know, there are perhaps other kinds of watch lists that they would be screening against, or people who might have broken venue rules in the past could be banned, and so there is potential for other people besides these lawyers who have come forward to be denied access.
Well, let me ask a question. First of all, yes, this the big thing about the facial recognition technology. That is really making news. But the reason why he's using it is because he doesn't want the lawyers that are suing MSG. But what was the initial suit all about before all this with the technology and all this?
There are a few different suits. Some of them were over, like, people who claimed they were injured at an MSG venue and were suing for their compensation. Or there were some season ticket holders who had brought suits against MSG over being prevented from reselling. So there's different reasons why people were suing MSG in the first place, but just any law firm that was involved in one of those suits has been.
So, Jeremy, I think Michael's hitting on a good point here. I mean, this action may very well dissuade law firms, big law firms, from taking on suits against MSG, right? So I think that's the real risk here, I guess, in many ways, shape, or forms, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the concern. One of the concerns that the attorney general raised was, you know, are you retaliating against these lawyers for suing you? And like you said, could you extend this to other professions like journalism or just other people who you think have offended you in some way that you don't want to access?
Andrea, does any other venue do this? Have we seen instances of this elsewhere in the country?
This seems to be the most high-profile example of its kind, but there are other ways that facial recognition can be used to screen people as they enter different places. Like doors are said to use this technology to look for shoplifters, or casinos sometimes use facial recognition to watch out for potential cheaters, or even just for people who are considered VIPs that they want to know when they're arriving. And then, you know, like in places like airports, you can use facial recognition to get through security. So it's not, you know, unheard of to use your face as you are entering a place, but it's an interesting application here.
One of the things that AG James brought up, she was wondering about the reliability of facial recognition technology. And I know this sounds like a stupid question, but I've recently grown a beard. And, old Rip Van Winkle's coming now into Madison Square Garden. How reliable is that if the face that you got before was me clean shaven?
Or your son shows up.
Yeah.
Right, beards, even face masks have called into question the accuracy of facial recognition. So there are questions like that, like to what extent does a little difference in the way you look affect your identification? Or there are broader questions too about the way the technology works for different kinds of faces, like women and people of color. It's said to be less accurate at identifying people that way. So there are these other challenges involved, and if you're relying on technology as a screener, like how much faith you have in that technology.
Bloomberg's Andrea Vittorio, and we're talking about the situation between the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, and prominent sports owner, James Dolan. And Andrea always gives us the education and schools us on all of this. Thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
And you can download this show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Download the show wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.